Caller WWZ, Mobile.
TFW Mobile.
KO4 WWZ, Mobile.
Chandler, how are you?
I can. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, for Monday. Where are you working at today?
I just got off, buddy. I figured I'd go visit my old friends up at the school bus office before I had to head back to the house and go to bed and go to sleep. I'm gonna see you. I'm not sure if they're in the office yet or not, but I'm here. Oh yeah, they're here. Hey, Ken, let me drop off. I'll get back to you later. I'm sorry. I just want to go in and say hey to my friends.
You have an awesome day. 73, KN4 TFW.
73
KN4 WWZ. For CEF Mobile. For HKX Mobile. AFW Mobile. I guess. Good morning, everybody. I'd rather be in bed. Just not feeling it this morning, getting up this early. Raining.
Who would say that? Now it's gonna be raining.
Made me look. In the 50s next couple of days up there where you live, Patrick. Been in the 50s up here a couple of days. Deer season's here. Walked my dog yesterday out in the field and about she caught a rabbit while she was on the leash. How you gonna get them grass stains out of them blue jeans?
While she was on the leash, is that what you said?
KO4C. Yep, dude. We were just walking down through there. I had a seat about 15 feet in front of me, and when I got to this one spot, this rabbit jumped up and he took off running, and damn if he didn't run right into her.
Just dragging you along behind her.
Deer and that, but that was the end of that deal. I guess I won't eat that one this winter.
Didn't have a clue.
The gene pool, he's not smart enough to get away.
He was. We were about past him.
I tell you, I'm liking it cooling off. It's time for some campfires and camping trips and tent camping.
And winter field day will be here before you know it. January, isn't it, Andrew?
Looked at it, and I can't think of the dates. It's either like the 23rd, 24th, 28th, 29th, somewhere in the January 20-something. Not whether we want to try to get together and do field day or just do it from home like normal.
It'd be fun to get together, but that's just me.
Yeah, Susan's going to retire October 1st. And that, so we'll have to see what, you know, what we're doing. Can't never tell how the weather's going to be and what we might be doing now.
Susan was retiring October 1st of this year.
It's just too stressful, and people are getting uglier and uglier, and it's just too hard to deal with the customers and to be wide open all day long, you know. Answering the call, never getting a break, standing up for 8 or 9 hours in a row in the same spot. It's just too much.
Imagine so.
Especially nowadays, way people are more entitled.
You're up about the credit card fee, you know what I mean? She has nothing to do with that. You know, that's the restaurant. If you don't want to pay the credit card fee, pay cash.
Dealing with the same issue. I hadn't started yet, but man, I'm thinking about it.
You know, $5 cash on the bill, that'll do away with that credit card fee.
Fees anymore, man, they eat you up.
They're saying they used to buy a case of eggs for $30. I don't know how many is in a case, but now they're over 100.
Holy crap. I need to buy some chickens. I don't remember spending that much on feed.
Now to Saturday, to Sam's and a couple other places where we stopped to get something to eat on the way out. And you're talking 5:30 on Saturday afternoon. We stopped at O'Charlie's, and because it's right there, there wasn't five couples in the restaurant, and it was $40 for us to eat. We shared a meal.
That's why you were there.
Greasy pizza or hot dog today.
Did the contest this weekend?
Over here, KN4KFW.
To get you up on a 2-meter rig at the house.
Yeah, contests are sideband. And then I don't have a 2-meter sideband radio.
A lot, but I mean, I made some, now this is digital, so, you know, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. But the computer can hear a lot less, you know, more than we can, but the farthest contact I made was down towards, it was right before the panhandle of Florida, but I thought that was pretty good.
And for your location?
Single sideband at less than 50 watts, I thought was pretty good. Got a workout though, a new one.
And you bought it, the Hamfish working?
To get it working, so I mean, I might tinker around with it, see if I can figure out what happened, but I just bought one of those RCA ones off of Amazon.
Pretty good for that little bitty antenna you're trying to rotate.
That weekend, and I had it going all over the place. I know he's up in Boone. Holy crap, he was on every channel, every frequency, every single mode you can think of. CW, single sideband phone, FTA, 6 meters. He was on 2 meters. I mean, I was like, oh my God.
For HGX, he was making the most out of it, right?
Couple guys, man, they work that contest. A little 6-meter beam, you could do some 6-meter single sideband and some FTA. You could throw in some meteor scatter on top of all that.
Get a good handle on this DMR first.
Code plug any this weekend?
Download the new code plug that he sent me. I might do that tonight. I had some other things that I wanted to do first. And then usually the radios or the computer's plugged in where the radio is on the same power supply and that. And I just didn't want to plug it all up with the rain in the area and everything.
Rain.
All weekend up here from Saturday morning to last night.
Saturday was about 2 inches, if not a little more than that. Well, so my rotator, it came in Saturday. I waited for a break in the rain, and then recruited my two boys to go outside and help me out and get everything down, get the antenna unhooked, get the rotator done, and put everything back up. We probably wasn't outside 30 minutes, and we had everything up and running.
Well, everything went smooth with it.
Bucket truck or something so I can move it up on top of the house where the vertical's at.
There's a man lift.
Man lift you pull behind your car.
It'll work on uneven ground because that part of the yard's not even. So I was looking at just a boom lift, and that thing was like $400 or $500 a day to rent.
Small one, it's like a trailer with 4 outriggers on it, and that should work fine.
For HGX, I'm going to have to bounce over to the other repeater.
Join you on the other one for a few more minutes.
KN4 GFW clear.
BEF clear.